Today's podcast is all about Reality Game Masters. Get ready for the ultimate battle for reality TV supremacy by watching pregame interviews with all the players on our website. Catch the series premiere on Tuesday, June 4th, and get new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday at realitygamemasters.com. Coming to you live from the outskirts of the not-so-weak Ukraine, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here is the guy who is in some risky business, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our very special Reality Game Masters preview. I am Rob Cesternino, and I'm joined here by my partner on the Reality Game Masters project. You know him. He has appeared on Rob Has a Podcast earlier in the last couple of months. We talked about some Celebrity Apprentice recently. He is also the director of the highly acclaimed web series Your Dad's Friends. Here he is, the one and only Alex Forstenhausler.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's great to be here. That was quite an introduction.
Wasn't it? That was good.
That was amazing. I didn't even realize that I did that much. But
yeah, you did. Don't sell yourself short. All right. So here's what's going on in this episode today. This is a episode where we're going to preview what is coming up with the Reality Game Masters. You've been hearing about it for quite some time. We haven't talked about it much lately, but Reality Game Masters was the project that Alex and I worked on together that you guys funded with a Kickstarter back when it was cool to do a Kickstarter before Zach Braff ruined everything. We did it. We were in on the ground floor. We were OGs on Kickstarter, and you guys contributed over $7,000, which went to fund this Reality Game Masters project, and we are about to air it next week. How do you like that, Alex?
I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. So we're very excited for you guys to actually see this. We filmed the whole shoot back in, what was it, mid-April when we did this?
Yeah, it was in April.
Yeah. So we did this back in April. So I figured we would talk a little bit about how we came up with this, give a little scouting report on the players that are going to be taking part in Reality Game Masters, and then go through. We got some questions from you guys on our Rob Has a Podcast Facebook fan page.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
It's very exciting. All right, so Alex, we have talked about this a little bit on the show, but the Reality Game Masters was really your brainchild, and you came to me with this idea. How did you first think of this idea of reality stars playing the game Risk?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Originally, the idea, like I always played Risk with my friends in college, and the game's always got very intense. And I always thought, oh, it would be great to film one of these games. Never really did it. And then somewhere along the line, I started to think, well, you know, what would make it even better is if it was reality stars playing Risk. Because everyone loves reality stars, right, Ralph?
Well, no, not everybody. Actually, a lot of people hate reality stars. But the people who do like reality stars...
They like reality stars more than they like me and my friends, you know? Or at least they like to watch them more than they like us.
Well, I think what's interesting about the game Risk with reality stars is that reality stars are the people that are most likely to, like, backstab each other and screw their friends over and make side deals and, you know, all sorts of other things that you would do in the game of Risk. So they're not generally nice people and probably are very the ideal subject matters, especially when you put a camera around that. Now they're all getting like flashbacks of, oh, now I've got to really play hard because people are watching and I'm already a competitive person. And I think that Risk really speaks to all those things.
Exactly. I always felt, you know, that Risk is kind of like an interesting alternative. If like you're a big fan of Survivor and Big Brother and the strategy of those games, and you want to play a game like that, you know, it's hard to actually get on the show and play that game. So the alternative is to play like a strategy-based game like Risk, because it has all the same kind of components.
Yeah, and if you're unfamiliar with the game of Risk, if you say like, well, why not a game like Monopoly or something like that? The thing that appealed to us about Risk is that you kind of have to make alliances in Risk, because you could sort of get attacked on many different fronts, whereas in Monopoly, it doesn't happen as much where everybody says, hey, let's all get this person out of the game. Or, hey, if you don't work with me on this, I'm going to put you out of the game. And so we had a lot of ways where we thought the players could team up against each other, and a lot of ways that people could get double crossed. And we thought that it was a really fun way to play this game of Risk.
Yeah, exactly. What's great about it is it's like a social game. You know, there's a lot of talking, you know, at the board, a lot of trying to convince people to align with you, to do what you want, to do what's in your best interest. And so it's very exciting to play, but it's also extremely exciting just to watch it all go down.
Now, as far as getting to this cast that we came up with, we went through a lot of different machinations of what the cast was going to be before we got to this concept. And it's sort of like with the Survivor know-it-alls sort of idea of, it's like we ended up finding the people who were like the super fans of the show who went on the show. And it felt like it kind of made sense that we were doing something, for lack of a better term, nerdy. And at this was like during the time that Ian was in the Big Brother house. We knew Ian was a guy that we had to have on the thing, because it was like, okay, here's a super fan. He's like a Cochran. And if you had Cochran and you had, and it was almost like it was kind of easy to cast the show when we sort of figured out this was the lens that we wanted to look at this game with.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, these are people that you could picture, you know, actually playing Risk, you know, in their free time. These are people who would take it extremely, you know, seriously.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
You could have gone a lot of different ways with casting this, but I mean, if you're putting like Russell Hance at the table, does he really care how the game is going to go? And then he's throwing the dice, or you have some of these other people, then they're getting, you know, they're wasted during the game. They don't care, you know, and they're like, hey, is it my turn? What am I doing? So we wanted people who were going to be...
Not to say that didn't happen.
Not to say that didn't happen, right. But we tried to find the people that really were, the people that we found to do this, they were all really excited to do this, and they all really wanted to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, the harder everyone plays to win, you know, the more fun it is to watch.
Yeah, and we didn't want to limit it to just Survivor. We thought it was also fun to do this idea of Survivors against Big Brother players. And we didn't really know if the Survivors were going to stick together, or if the Big Brothers were going to stick together, or if they were going to sort of cross shows. And it's definitely interesting to see how that's going to play out.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's talk about some of the cast members. Let's do this. You want to start with Survivors, or you want to start with Big Brother? Let's start with, you want to do one and one?
Well, you answered your own questions. Sure.
Hey, that's what I do, Alex. You don't need to call out all of my tricks.
I was like, oh my God, it's so exciting. I get to decide what we're going to do. And okay. No, one and one's good. I was about to say that. So.
Yes, one on one. All right. Well, let's start with a guy who's very close to us here on Rob Has a Podcast. He is my partner every Wednesday night for Survivor Know-It-Alls, the one and only Stephen Fishback. And Stephen was somebody who basically, he was the first guy that we had cast when we came up with this idea.
Yes, this is true. Actually, I don't even know if I've told you this, Rob, but Steven's a big part of what even gave me the idea to make it Reality Stars, because I'd just done my other web series, Your Dad's Friends, with Andrea, and Steven was he asked me, hey, when's the web series with me? When are you going to do a web series with me? And he was joking, of course. To my knowledge, I don't think he's really an actor. But then it got me thinking, I guess, of like, what if I did do one with Zoom, what would it be like? And then it would probably be a reality type web series. And then I realized I already had this idea for this Risk web series. And so it kind of, he actually was a big part of this.
So the whole,
but don't give him too much credit. I don't want to test this.
This whole thing came about with Steven Fishback just blatantly whoring himself out to, hey, where's, like, in a passive aggressive way. Hey, when are you going to make my show?
Sure. I mean, you know, ideas, it's strange how they come to be.
You know, you mentioned the web series that you did, and I think for a lot of people don't probably, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, maybe some people haven't seen Your Dad's Friends, but it was actually you had a lot of big time names in the web series.
Yeah,
starting with the one and only Andrea Belke.
Yeah, exactly. She was in episode 2 of Your Dad's Friends, which I don't know. So I don't know if you saw this, and I don't want to get too off topic.
Yeah,
but Philip Shepherd just was in a web series.
Yes, he was. He was in a web series, and I thought he actually was pretty good.
He was pretty good,
but you didn't direct that one.
No, not that one. But it was really weird because the episode I did with Andrea was kind of an homage to The Usual Suspects,
mm-hmm.
and the episode of Philip's web series that he was in was an homage to The Usual Suspects. I just found that.
I think that's probably really in strange. Stealth R Us contracts.
Yeah, I don't know. I just found it really weird.
But who else besides Andrea is in Your Dad's Friends?
Well, there's Richard Kind, who's just in Argo.
Yes.
He was on Spin City. Kirby
Mad
Enthusiasm.
About You.
Mad About You. Yeah, he's great. He's hilarious, and he's in the first episode. We had this comedian, Kurt Brandler, in episode 4. In episode 6, I mean, I think some people might know this, but Vincent Pastore from The Sopranos.
Yes, big pussy.
And I got him to do an interview with me.
Yes.
And that went very well.
Yeah. What do you think went better, Reality Game Masters or my interview with Vincent Pastore?
I mean, it's clear that interview with Vincent Pastore is probably like the worst interview ever. clearly not your fault.
Yeah.
But he was like plugging the wrong web series.
He was plugging a different show, not the one that you asked him to come on. Rob has a podcast to talk about.
Show. And like you were asking the correct questions about the correct show. He asked you about his character, which he played himself in mine, so I didn't think it would be that hard for him to answer that question.
Let's go back to Steven Fishback. Yeah, so now Steven is a big time game player, and we knew that Steven was going to take this very seriously from the get-go.
Yeah. And he did.
Yes. And Steven wanted to make sure this was on the up and up from basically from the start, that there was lots of questions from Steven. He was very concerned that the game could be rigged, and was very concerned that this game might not be on the up and up, and we had to ensure him that this is much like Survivor, that this is truly a fair game.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was. But he kept us on our toes.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. So then the second person that we announced on the Reality Game Masters cast, I believe we announced was it Matt Hoffman or Eric Stein? I guess it must have been Matt Hoffman that we announced second.
I don't remember, but that sounds right.
Now, Matt Hoffman is the guy who played a lot of Risk throughout. He played quite a bit in high school. Many of the Reality Game Masters had a lot of experience with Risk beforehand, and a lot of it was in high school.
A lot of high school. I mean, I guess that's the time to play it. High school and in college, when you're in school.
Yeah. While the Aussies and the the Boston Robs of the world, they were out not playing Risk in high school. The Reality Game Masters did play a lot of Risk in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Matt Hoffman was a diabolical super genius on Big Brother 12, and It'll be interesting to see just how diabolical of a super genius one can be in the board game Risk.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, he's known for telling that lie about his wife. You know, what other tricks could he possibly have up his sleeve?
Yeah. Would that work in a game of Risk to imply that somebody in your family had a debilitating health condition, which was a lie?
You know, I can't picture the situation where that exact thing would work. It certainly, I don't think it would work for him to repeat that again, considering I think everyone already knew that he did that.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes, you know, play on people's emotions. That's a big part of Risk, you know?
Yes. Now, turning back to Survivor, I think this is one of the game's most intriguing players. She's the only woman at the table, a woman who I find is criminally underrated. She never gets enough credit.
Me too.
How about Sophie Clark in the game?
Sophie's great. You know, I thought, I always thought that she was a much better player than I guess people give her credit for. I don't know if it was like the editing or what, but she really likes to win, and she's a very determined player. And that's why she was a great pick, because she's in it to win it 100%.
And I think she's coming into Game Masters with a little bit of a chip on her shoulder, because she was the winner, but she almost is like a winner who feels like they got snubbed.
Yeah.
So Yeah, and I think that even you'll see in Sophie's interviews, I think she has a little bit of a, I think chip on her shoulder is the right term to use.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, there are people who, I guess, think that maybe she shouldn't have won, and it's her opportunity to win this and prove them wrong.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Right. And by the way, you guys are going to get to see for yourself on, I should have mentioned this at the top of the show, a very bad job podcasting by me, that you're going to be able to see the bios of all of the characters that we did, like an introduction video like they do on CBS.com at the beginning of a Survivor season, where the people are talking about how they're going to play the game. You can watch the videos of all these players at realitygamemasters.com. When go over and click the link, and we have a video about each of the players in the game. We had a website that was designed just for us for this project by a guy named Mike Splain, and of course, Taylor Cotter from the Rob Has a Podcast staff. They did a great job on putting this website together, and we're really very excited for you guys to watch all these bios, because they are very hilarious and gives you some insight into what each player is thinking before the game starts.
Yeah, there's some really interesting stuff with people talking about who they're targeting, who they're trusting. It'll also give people a chance to figure out, I guess, who they want to root for.
Now, another person in this game is another Rob Has a Podcast legend, the one and only former America's player, Eric Stein.
Eric Stein. I'm actually a big Eric Stein fan.
Yes.
I kind of feel like he's underrated as well. I mean, I guess he was on Big Brother a while ago, but I was always a big Eric Stein fan.
Me too. And Eric Stein is somebody who comes into the game, and he is somebody who, if you ever heard him on Rob as a Podcast, you know that he's a little sour about being America's player. And he's kind of out to be a villain.
I guess you could say that.
Like, he feels like that, in just from having him on the podcast, like, I feel like he goes out of his way to try and do things to, you know, show people he's not the cuddly, lovable guy that he was on Big Brother.
Yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I guess I'm just such a big fan of him that it's hard for me to see him as a villain, because, you know, I root for him.
He hates the fans, he admits. He does not...
That's me he's talking about.
Yes. Yes. He doesn't, that's why he doesn't have a Twitter. He only has a couple friends on Facebook. He disappears for months at a time. So he's a recluse, Eric Stein. We were very excited.
He's retired, isn't he?
He's retired. He came out of retirement to do Reality Game Masters.
Just for Reality Game Masters. That's amazing.
Yes. On the other end of the spectrum from Big Brother is the most recent winner of Big Brother in Ian Terry, who is a nice, lovable guy who is very kind and warm to the fans. And he's like the anti-Eric Stein.
Yeah, I guess you can say, I never thought of it that way, but,
I don't think anybody ever has. But Ian Terry is the guy who is, nobody knew more about Big Brother than Ian Terry. And he is, you know, was able to win his season. He outlasted a great game by Dan Gieseling. And it was a big coup for us, we felt like, at the time, to get the winner of Big Brother to be in the show.
Yeah, I was very excited when I found out we were able to get Ian. Because I remember, yeah, we were talking about getting him while the show was still going on.
Yeah, he was in the house when we cast him.
Yeah, well, I don't even know.
He had never met us when we cast him.
Yeah, like we decided we wanted to cast him before he even won. So
yeah,
it just worked out that he won.
It did. It worked out. It worked out very well. And I first, told him we had this idea at the Big Brother finale party the night after that, and then I finally talked to him on the phone about it, and he was gung ho since I told him about it.
Yeah, and you know he actually won like a Risk tournament or something in school.
Yeah, so high school or college?
It's actually sixth grade. I said school to make it sound like this is cooler than it was. Well, it's never cool, I guess, winning a Risk tournament. But to make it sound more legitimate, but it's still, he has experience playing Risk.
Okay. And so we thought we had a coup on our hands when we had the winner of Big Brother. But little did we know that at our shoot, when we shot Reality Game Masters, that how were we supposed to know that we also had the winner of Survivor? We thought we only had two winners in the game, and it turned out that there were actually three winners in the game, as the doppelganger, the Survivor doppelganger version of Ian Terry, John Cochran, rounds out our table here at the Reality Game Masters.
Yeah, how about that? Is this the first time we're announcing him?
Yeah, I think a lot of people who were in the know knew, but by the time you're seeing this, yeah, the secret is out. The sixth and final cast member of Reality Game Masters is the one and only John Cochran. So who knew? Half the game are winners, and very smart by John Cochran to keep that under his hat at the table, because that he wouldn't want to be targeted like a winner.
Exactly.
Very smart.
He had an advantage.
That's a good advantage. I wouldn't tell if I went on Survivor and I won, I wouldn't tell everybody that I was the winner, because worst case scenario, everybody finds out and then targets me in a Risk game.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that could happen.
It's the worst. I mean, you could deal with anything else, but God forbid you end up getting targeted in Reality Game Masters for being a winner. Yeah. So very interesting. I feel like this Cochran-Ian dynamic is a really a fun and interesting one, because I believe this is the first ever meeting of Cochran and Ian, and they're probably the two people that the other gets compared to the most cross show.
Definitely. And I don't think you'd be able to see these guys go head to head anywhere else, right?
Yeah. This is probably the first and only competition that the two of them will ever compete against each other in. And the whole idea of Survivor and Big Brother, I feel like this is a real interesting time in Survivor and Big Brother relations, because I feel like really since Willie Hance went into the Big Brother house, who is the brother of Russell Hance, and it did not go well for Willie Hance. Yeah, you could say that. And so
yeah, it did not go well.
this was really the first sort of crossover, besides when like Sue Hawk and Jervis and like Alicia and Jeff Varner went to go visit on Big Brother 2. Like, there's really been, it's been a cold era of Survivor Big Brother crossoverness. And now I feel like Reality Game Masters is the ultimate culmination of Survivor and Big Brotherness, and it will never be topped, Alex.
I don't understand how it could be.
There will never.
Maybe there's another Reality Game Masters.
No, there will. Yeah, there will never be an instance where the Survivor Big Brother crossoverness is ever topped than this season of Reality Game Masters. We are the epicenter.
Yeah, I don't want to overhype it, but it will be the greatest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah. Also, very interesting that it was announced after Cochran won Survivor, but before it was announced that he was writing for the new hit CBS show, The Millers, it was also announced that Cochran was going to write a Big Brother column on EW.com.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, I like to think that he was inspired by Reality TV.
I think so. So he now knows three Big Brother players in person.
Yeah. Well, is he still doing that? Is that still happening?
I don't know. I don't know if he has to write The Millers now, or if that's up for grabs.
I don't know.
It might be, if he has to vacate it, maybe he gets to pick who he wants to write the Big Brother column for him.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Or maybe he could sort of outsource it where he has somebody write the first draft and then he comes in and then puts his name on it. We'll have to ask him.
I'd do that if he's listening.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him at the Reality Game Masters reunion Google Hangout.
Yeah.
All right. So those are the players in the game. I got some questions for you from our listeners. Very excited. RealityGameMasters.com. Did I say June 4th is when the show is premiering? Did I mention that yet?
June 4th. I don't know if you mentioned. You mentioned another podcast.
Okay. Yes. June 4th, and then new episodes Tuesdays and Thursdays for 3 weeks. That should take us right up until the Big Brother premiere. It's the bridge to Big Brother. That's what they're calling it.
And the Big Brother premiere is my birthday.
Whoa, June 26th.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a sign or what that, I guess it's going to be a good season.
Yeah. All right. Jeff McGinnis has a question. He wants to know, which is a better preparation for playing Risk, playing Survivor or playing Big Brother? And would Amazing Race contestants have a natural advantage over any of them due to their familiarity with the map?
That's a good question. I don't know if Amazing Race would really help. But I think that is the big question, Survivor or Big Brother, which show would help you. I feel like the answer to that question might be, you know, you watch the show and then find out.
Well, just from a standpoint of analyzing the shows, I feel like Big Brother seems more like a Reality Game Masters. You're inside. You're not starving. You're not hungry. There's no physical elements to it. I feel like this is more like something that would happen in the Big Brother house, I would say.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, yeah, everyone was fed and they were allowed to drink. They didn't have to eat any bugs or rats or anything. So yeah, I guess it's more similar to Big Brother.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right, Scott Chupak wants to know, who has been making alliance agreements by phone before the show began? Now, this is always a problem when you do an all-star show.
Is that a problem? Because sometimes I think like that's part of the fun of it sometimes.
That's part of the fun of it. And I always advise people to... make a pregame alliance in Survivor or Reality Game Masters at your own peril, because, you know, it's just a great way to get your guard let down.
Yeah, oh, definitely. And I don't think that it's cheating. It's just like it's adding another element to the game. Like, it's like a game before the game even starts. Because, you still don't know if what people are telling you, if they're lying to you or they're telling the truth. Like, make as many alliances as you want, but all that matters is what happens once you sit down and start playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Kurt Clark, who was there in person and who was one of our donors on Kickstarter, wants to know, what were some of the...
He just beat me in words with friends, I guess.
No, he's fantastic.
I'm very disappointed. I don't know how he won. I thought it was going to win.
What were some of the unexpected or unanticipated logistical hurdles that came up during the filming of the show? Was it sort of like a Celebrity Apprentice final task at any point?
That's so funny, because the whole time I was thinking that it was just like actually, I was thinking it's more like an apprentice final task and Celebrity Apprentice. But I guess we can say Celebrity Apprentice because the apprentice, the regular one, isn't on anymore. But yeah, no, there were crazy stuff. You know, Risk is a game that can take a very long time, and this game did take a very long time, longer than I expected.
And it was very hot.
And it was very hot. But yeah, I guess the biggest thing was how long the game took, which was very exciting because it. It was very back and forth, like you didn't know who was going to win, but it just took a very long time. It's going to be very exciting to watch.
Yeah.
But filming, it was very nerve-wracking because we only had the location for a certain amount of time.
Yeah. Tyler James Linder wants to know, is it a straight game of Risk, or are there any secret twists that we can look forward to? Now, I wouldn't say that we have any twists to the game, but except for one small one, which is kind of an interesting thing that we did specifically for this game, that the players were allowed to strategize off in a separate area that was away from the board game to potentially make alliances or talk about anything that they chose to.
Yeah, and this change was kind of inspired by the way that I play Risk with my friends, whereas if you want to talk to someone in private, you can ask them to like come with you like in another room to strategize. Now sometimes there's danger in this because
people make
you're
out.
Leaving everyone else at the table and they can, you know, make their own deals behind your back. But it really adds an interesting twist on the game because most people play Risk and all of the strategies just out in the open, but adding this element, you know, there can be more backstabbing, more secrets, more secret alliances. I think it makes the game way more exciting.
And while the players at the table were not able to know what was going on in the war room, as we called it, we did have a camera and microphone mounted in the war room. So we're able to follow the action as it unfolds, as the players are making side deals and strategizing away from the table.
Yeah, and I'm very excited for all the players to even see what happened in the war room, because I don't even think, you know, the ones who are at the table have no idea what was happening in the war room, and there were some interesting discussions and deals that were made that they have yet to see.
Okay. Kevin Donnelly wants to know, are there any cameos from reality TV contestants that aren't playing the game? Well, actually, quite a few.
Oh, yeah. What an amazing question.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about some of the other reality people that will be seen on Reality Game Masters?
Well, I guess my favorite cameo would have to be the one and only Billy Garcia.
Yes. Billy Garcia, that he is, we had him outfitted as our favorite global dictator of all time, Napoleon. And Billy Garcia was there to assist us with escorting players from the game. That was fantastic. I thought you were going to say, you threw me off. I thought you were going to say our esteemed sideline reporter for the game, the one and only Andrea Belke, was joined us also for Reality Game Masters.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, I should have said Andrea probably. Yeah. I mean, I'm very excited about Andrea too. It's just every time I think of Billy, it's just too too hilarious. Like, it makes me laugh every time I think of
it. Was so hot in that room. It was, you know, easily, you know, with all the lights, 85 degrees in that room. And Billy Garcia wore that Napoleon costume the whole day and did not complain once. Billy Garcia is...
Not only did he not complain, but he was like so happy and excited.
He
was great. He just raised everyone's morale, and he was a trooper. And I'm so happy. It's so funny.
Yeah, Billy Garcia.
When people get eliminated, they can be upset, but then when they see Billy coming, maybe put a little bit of a smile.
Yeah, and Billy has a tagline which far exceeds "The Tribe Has Spoken," which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Billy Garcia.
Yeah.
If we any project we ever do, Billy Garcia will be a part of it.
Exactly, and Andrea. We should talk about Andrea too, because she did a great job. And she was our sideline reporter, which is again, I think, very funny, the idea of people playing Risk and there's a sideline reporter interviewing people.
Yeah. We saw her as like an Erin Andrews,
exactly.
But we did not put a peephole in her dressing room. So we did not see her as an Erin Andrews, but we saw her in the role of an Erin Andrews.
Yes, I'm glad you cleared that up.
Okay. Brian Edwards wants to know, did anyone have a meltdown and threaten to pee in the Diet Coke and dump out the Doritos?
I guess they have to watch to see it. Did he have a taping? How did he know about it?
Yeah. Matt Noble wants to know, why didn't you pick Clue for Reality Game Masters? Steven would have made a great Professor Plum. Well, I can't disagree with that.
I can't disagree with that either.
He needs a pipe, though.
Yeah, yeah, that would be great. Clue, yeah, and they're all dressed up as the characters.
Yeah, that would be pretty good. Ariel Peralta wants to know: were the contestants tested for any performance-enhancing drugs?
That's
a good question.
I put Billy Garcia in charge of that, so I'm sure it was done.
Okay. And let's see. Very tricky question. Jordan Kalish wants to know, which of AJ Mass's player types do the Reality Game Masters contestants fulfill? We may need to give AJ Mass his own podcast to decipher that for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Eric Yuxalanian wants to know, the esteemed chiropractor, he wants to know, with such big personalities clashing and friendships being forged and broken, what can we, the dedicated viewer, expect from this monumental event? It's going to change lives, right?
I mean, definitely. Like, you've never seen anything like this before in your lives. So clearly it's going to make a huge impact.
Yeah, absolutely, and
not just on everyone's lives, but on the future of reality and the internet and how they come together.
Yes, Kenneth Gregory Jackson. One last question wants to know: what was the gossip? Also, was anyone upset afterwards? And I would have to say without giving anything away. The answer, was anybody upset afterwards, was a resounding yes.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We're very upset. And it'll be interesting to see. I hope this reunion happens.
I hope
Google
so.
Google Hangout reunion, because I'd be interested to see if they're still upset.
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned this either, that my co-host for the event's festivities, that we were joined by a man who knows a thing or two about reality TV and strategy and the board game Risk, the one and only Dalton Ross, is our color commentator for Reality Game Masters, and Dalton did a phenomenal job. He really knows his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he's an expert not just on reality TV, but Risk, and he was great to have. He gave a lot of great insights, and I'm a huge fan of his and his writing. I think he's amazing.
Yeah, so
we were very lucky to get him.
Absolutely. So a lot of fun stuff with Reality Game Masters. I'm sure there's more things that we didn't talk about on this podcast, but again, this is just a preview. The actual show starts on Tuesday, June 4th. If you want to make sure that you don't miss an episode, you could subscribe to my YouTube channel. All the videos are going to go up on YouTube. So if you're already subscribed to the Rob Cesternino YouTube channel, you're good. If not, you can go to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube and subscribe there, or you can watch all the episodes at realitygamemasters.com Tuesdays and Thursdays starting June 4th.
Yeah, I would just like to give out my Twitter, because I want people to tweet me to let me know what they think of the show, because I'm very excited to hear what everyone thinks. It's at A Forstenhauser.
Okay, and we'll have the links.
You can have it on there, because people don't know how to spell that.
It's tough to spell. All right. So, Alex, was there anything else that you wanted to say about Reality Game Masters before we let everybody go?
Oh my God! Just that I don't know if I've ever been this excited about a project before, because I'm so happy for everyone who donated not just their money but their time. We had an amazing crew. They're all gonna, there's so many of them, it's hard. I'd love to name them.
Many favors. I mean, we raised money from a lot of people, but we also got so many favors from people who were like, oh my God, I want to help you. What can I do? So many people helped out with this project. I mean, it was really, really that the production value that we were able to get out of everybody involved, like this, when you see this, this is going to look like we raised a lot more money than we even actually did.
Yeah. And, I'm just so grateful for everyone, and I'm excited for you guys to see it.
Yeah. All right. So coming Tuesday, check it out. In the meantime, check out the bio videos and scouting reports up at realitygamemasters.com for everybody. And then Alex and I will can't wait for you to see it. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.